Hare Krishna, I have two questions from Hari Priya's mother. This is in English. And the first one is, why can't devotees eat chocolate? Well, here's a popular question. This is a popular topic. Srila Prabhupada was informed that chocolate has an intoxicating effect, like coffee and tea, and therefore Srila Prabhupada said we shouldn't eat chocolate, and for that reason devotees don't eat chocolate. Now, how's that a politically correct answer for you? The other one is one pure name of God more important than chanting 16 rounds? This is a question that is similar to other questions the devotees ask. Isn't it more important to chant one attentive round than chanting 16 inattentive rounds? And in one sense, this question is sort of like comparing apples and oranges. It's like saying, if I can walk, do I have to eat? Or isn't it better to walk than to eat? The two things don't really connect to each other. Similarly, here, the chanting, pure chanting of Krishna's name doesn't come by accident. It comes by the purity of heart. So when you chant one name purely, you chant all names purely. And when you chant all names purely, then the taste of that chanting impels you to just chant more and more. And what the speaker wanted to chant 16 rounds, then you want to chant 32 rounds and 64 rounds. Because tunde tundavani ratim bitanuti tundavani labdaye, because one just can't get enough of the taste of the holy name. So here this comparison is not comparing equal things. It's not an option that, well, I'll just trade off my 16 rounds for one pure chanting. The pure chanting will come by the chanting of 16 rounds diligently over a long period of time. And when one has become purified by the chanting of 16 rounds, then we will chant one name, and then thereafter all the other names, as I already mentioned, will also be pure. So important thing is Harinam Eva Kevalam. Let's keep chanting Hare Krishna, and not think that somehow or another we're going to be able to replace quality with quantity, or that some quantity will be attained by chanting less. Srila Prabhupada therefore gave us this concept of numerical strength. Why is it numerical strength? It's numerical because the more you chant, the more by contact with the holy name of the Lord, your heart will become purified. It may not be the pure name that you're chanting, but still, the more you chant it, and the more you make the effort to concentrate, then the more you'll come to the pure chanting. So let's come to that wonderful stage of pure chanting, where we are. Tongues can do nothing else other than just vibrate the holy name of the Lord. And that's it for today. Hare Krishna.